This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail in November's election will arrive in time to be counted. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Washington Post reports letters were sent to 46 states and the District of Columbia warning there's no guarantee all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted. It could mean tens of millions of Americans eligible for a mail-in ballot this fall will not be able to use it, even if they follow election rules. There have recently been some cost-cutting moves at the post office. President Trump is opposed to attempts to allow more people to vote by mail during the pandemic, arguing without evidence it will lead to increased voter fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States says the UN Security Council has rejected an American resolution to indefinitely extend a UN arms embargo on Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the defeat of the resolution Friday ahead of a council meeting to reveal the vote. Russia and China opposed extending the weapons ban, which is due to expire in October, under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. 11 Security Council members abstained, including France, Germany, and Britain, while the United States and the Dominican Republic were the only yes votes. Secretary of State Pompeo denounced the vote in a statement, saying that the Security Council had rejected direct appeals to extend the arms embargo from numerous countries in the Middle East endangered by Iran's violence. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution to expire as it is scheduled to October 18th. This